is the eve of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December 7th, 1978. We are at the Vatican Pavilion Grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island.
Blue. It makes you feel as though there's a radiation from a hidden sun. I would say this it would be coming from the center of the sky over Our Lady's statue. The sky is opening up. Our Lady is coming forward. She looks very fragile, very beautiful. Our Lady has on a long white gown. Upon her feet are miniature slippers. She looks almost like a young girl, so beautiful. Her slippers are a light gold color, and on each foot there is a tiny rosebud, a golden rosebud. It looks almost metallic, the little rose, because as Our Lady now is coming closer, she's extending her hands out in front of her, like this. In one hand, her right hand, she is extending the rosary, and in her left hand, she has the round scapular. Our Lady's mantle is a white, a beautiful stark white. The color has a purity that I can't explain. Whiter than sugar, but very, very brilliant. All about Our Lady, I can see coming from out of the darkness to the sides of the sky, emerging angels carrying wreaths. The wreaths are circular, and they seem like not a floral wreath, but a wreath made of green leaves, almost similar to the crown that Jesus wore at his crucifixion, although there do not seem to be the large thorns in them. Now the angels are floating. They don't walk like Our Lady. They float in the sky, and they're standing all about Our Lady. Our Lady now is taking the crucifix from her beautiful rosary, extending it out like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is looking about her. She has a smile. It is a sad smile upon her face. Now Our Lady is placing about her head, over her head, and down across her chest, this large piece of brown cloth, the scapular. It has no figures upon it. It's a plain piece of brown cloth held by the brown cording about Our Lady's neck. I only see the one squared piece on her chest. The other must be behind her, over her shoulders. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together in prayer with her head bent low in sorrow. I have never seen Our Lady looking so sorrowful. Now Our Lady, as though she has spoken a silent prayer, which I have not been able to hear at this time, Our Lady now is looking up, and she's placing her first finger to her lips. My child, I would like you at this time to repeat for all mankind the exhortation given to you through Teresa some years ago. I ask that all mankind listen well and act upon this counsel, for it is one of the final exhortations to mankind to come back to the fold or perish. Exhortation to mankind. Dear Holy Father, worried and wan, had struggled with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures were rich, but the sheep grew thin, for the souls had succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls who don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity. All indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving your world on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story? My child and my children, do not cast aside this message, for it is most urgent. The war, the great war, will soon come upon you, taking many from the earth. I have given to you, my child, a message for your vicar, and he must act upon it. Should he proceed by following the ways of man, using humanism and modernism to the destruction of souls and my son's church, I cannot then any longer hold back the heavy hand of punishment from mankind. My children, I come to you as your mother. I plead with you to listen now. Do not repeat your errors, for you will be given a great chastisement. My child, you must not become emotional nor affected by the opinion of any man. In no way must it hinder your mission. There are many sheep to gather, my child. I will not ask of you more than you can give to heaven for mankind. There are many voice boxes now in your world, my children, but you must learn to recognize those who are false prophets. You will guide by the written word in the book of life, your Bible. All of the destruction that is heading upon mankind is to be given for the cleansing of your world. Each and every soul shall be evaluated for entrance into the kingdom of your God. My child, obedience is a word that has been distorted and used for a person's own evaluation, whereas you will understand, my child, obedience is always first and uppermost to your eternal Father in heaven. How many tears, my child and my children, have I shed as I wandered to and fro upon your earth, warning you to prepare for little warnings given through little people, little of heart, little of material gatherings, but however, they are big of heart in heaven's eyes. And upon these little ones do we choose to send them forth. They enter into a den of wolves, many to be sacrificed in the battle. However, no greater glory can be given to man than to die for his faith. My children, you must all pray for your new vicar. Yes, man no longer realizes the existence of a supernatural world. All about you now, the very forces of hell are gathered to do battle. It is truly the battle of the two majesties, my children, good and evil, the eternal Father in heaven against Lucifer, the fallen one. My children, I cannot caution you more. You must always wear a sacramental. It is an armor against the supernatural forces of demons, and you must not listen to those who mock and tear down the nature of these sacramentals. Pray for your priests. Pray for your bishops, your cardinals. Many are destined to enter into hell without your prayers. Have you not the charity of heart, my children, to pray for your priests? Oh, my children, my pastors, listen to me as your mother. I beg of you to turn back. You have been misled. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. This, my child, is what you see. In darkness, will they seek the way? Will they turn back? It has always been from the merciful heart of the Eternal Father that man is given warnings, rising in crescendo until a final warning is given before a great chastisement. Will you continue upon earth, neither recognizing nor caring for your fate? My children, I have asked you all to make your homes a fortress against the evil. Lucifer now has control of your world. He has control of all of the world's governments. And sadly, he sits now in Rome under the name of 666, preparing to bring about a revolution in the streets of the Eternal City. My children, pray for your vicar. There is a plot against him. He must not wander too far from the Eternal City. Yes, my child, Lucifer was always a murderer. Lucifer promotes the breaking of the rules and the commandments of your God. That is why we always tell you, my children, Lucifer cannot remain hidden. Even though he promotes in your world a cover of ignorance and a cover of darkness and the cover that shall destroy many is by casting aside the reality of the existence of demons and the world beyond. My children and my child, I ask you to retain in your homes the prayers given for reason to mankind through my son's priests. If necessary, you will write them down like in the ABCs of your children's learning. You will write the prayers and have them memorized by your children to retain the faith in their hearts. The acts of faith, hope, and charity were given for reason and must not be discarded. My child, I ask that you repeat these prayers. Oh my God, I firmly believe that thou art one God and three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that thy divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Hope, O my God, relying on thy infinite goodness and promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins with the help of thy grace, and life everlasting through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Redeemer. O my God, I love thee above all things with my whole heart and soul, because thou art all good and deserving of all my love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of thee. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. You see, my child, how well it eases my heart to hear you pray as others will pray. Prayer shall be now the greatest weapon in the days ahead. The books of the apocalypse, the revelation, the pages are turning fast, my child. You are fast coming now to the end. Our Lady now is raising her hand to her eyes. She's weeping very softly. Dear Mother, why do you weep like that? My child, as a mother, you will understand. I have a world of children whom I am losing every day upon earth. I warn and I caution, and I cannot seem to save all. I shall wander to and fro, my child and my children, hoping that as my voice goes through the voice boxes upon earth, you will listen to me. Even if I recover one of my children, my heart shall be eased. Pray with me. Weep with me, my children. Extend charity to all. Our Lady is pointing over on the right side of our sky. It's her left side. See, my child, how many times I have come to your earth, and who has listened to my counsel. I see Our Lady sitting on a rock now. It's like she's showing me a portfolio of pictures. She's sitting on a rock. La Salette, my child, and who listened to my counsel. Our Lady now is turning. She's placing her hand out, and the whole scene is disappearing from the sky, and it's becoming bright now, and a picture is forming in the sky, and Our Lady is standing there. Fatima, my child, and how many sought and acted upon my counsel, even keeping hidden the major part of my message. And now it has come about, for it will be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. My heart has been torn because of the rejection of many of the miraculous pictures I have given to my children. For the good have become complacent and the bad have grown worse. My children in the United States of America, must you go hungry? Many parts of your country shall suffer from want of food, for the winter will be cold. Many shall die in the coming year, my children. There will be accidents that are not accidents. Hunger shall be in the homes of many. My children, do not despair, for it will appear that Satan has complete control of the world. But know that he is only being given a short time. In this time shall we be able to separate the sheep from the goats. It is truly a battle far greater than any battle that has been set upon mankind. These are the days before the coming of your Lord. My children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. I beg you, for you do not know what is soon to come upon you. Pray for your bishops, my child. There is no place for anger in your heart, but there must be always charity and prayer. If you can understand with charity, my children, you will then have unveiled for you the secret of the pictures. Many are blinded and will not see, because it is a special grace to see. Yes, my child, many will look and not see. You will pray when you give a photograph to another that the Holy Spirit will enter upon them and open their eyes. For some now have become so blinded that nothing with the light can enter and pierce their hardness. My child, as it was in the days of Noah, you have your scoffers, you have those who will persecute our voice boxes. The good must suffer, for the thorns will be long and they will become abundant in the days ahead. But always remember, my children, you must pass through these thorns to gather the roses. And I say unto you as your mother, I send upon you a full garden of roses in graces. You will go forward in the days ahead, my child and my children, with great perseverance. Remain free from all worldly attachments or environments that are detrimental to the mission and your souls. My children, I understand the great discord in many homes, for you know it has been written that there will be discord with father against son, mother against daughter, and charity will grow cold because the evil has accelerated. The greatest armor now shall be your sacramentals, and of course, my children, my son is your defense. Defend his house, my children, for Satan, Lucifer, and his army are seeking now to destroy the faith. I will send my child, many to help in your mission. Your time upon earth is growing short, my child. But do not be concerned. I have set off an army from heaven to assist you. You must all call upon your angels. Do not forget them. They are waiting for you to call. My child, you will tell many of your workers not to become affrighted, for Jesus plans to present them with many manifestations to strengthen them in the battle ahead. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary, the beautiful gold crucifix of her rosary, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children. As the Father sends his graces among you in the spirit of life, my Son will be with you presently. We give you time to review the photographs, my child, because the mission has reached a point where there is little time left and the forces of evil are accelerating. Much must remain now in secret. It is truly, my child, a private communication with heaven. Now, Lady is looking over. She's going over to our left side of the sky, and the angels are following her. They're carrying these wreaths. I just don't know, understand exactly why they all have a wreath in their hand. They're just holding them in their hands in front of them, but they're following Our Lady as though they were getting ready to place them on someone's head. There are about, I can't even count them, I would say there are over 50 angels gathered about Our Lady. They're just behind her now, circling her with the wreaths in their hands. Our Lady now, she's over on our left side, and she's extending her rosary out like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is cutting across the sky. She's going much slower now, because she's looking about her. Now, Our Lady is just over on our right side, above the first tree. She's looking down and extending her beautiful golden crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is cutting back. She's going. She floats. Our Lady doesn't walk. She has the most beautiful way of floating as though she's weightless and carried on the wind. It's so beautiful. And Our Lady looks so, so young. And I can't ever explain how beautiful Our Lady looks. If only, Blessed Mother, if only others could see you. Now Our Lady is placing the crucifix next to her heart. Oh, my child, how heavy my heart is. You will understand, my child, very soon. Now Our Lady is standing there with her head bowed. I don't think I have ever seen her looking so sad. Pray, my child. Perform many acts of mortification. Pray for your holy vicar. Pray that he will have the strength to resist temptation and have the strength to fight for his faith. Remind him to remember the path of Hyacinth. I bless you, my child, and call upon your guardians more often, my child. They will strengthen you. Our Lady is placing her crucifix out now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, my child, I wish that you have taken three photographs but not one word must be spoken of the contents. You will understand now why my heart is pierced. The color is a very warming color. I don't think I have ever seen this color pink in any shade that man has painted or drawn upon earth. It's definitely a supernatural color. It's the only word I can think of to describe this color pink. I use the word pink, but perhaps someday Our Lady will give me the proper name for the coloring. It's just, let's say, a heavenly color. The sky is all aglow with this beautiful pink lighting that seems to be coming now in streams from the center of the sky. It seemed to settle about the trees like a mist, a haze of pink. But directly from the center of the sky, I can see Jesus coming forward. Oh, he has nothing upon his feet. His feet are very bare. That's the first thing I noticed. Now, he has on a long gown. It's a beige color, not a stark white like Our Lady's gown. This seems to be more like a linen. Jesus has on a brown belting. I believe it's a piece of like some type of animal skin. It doesn't look like woolen cloth, but it looks more like a skin-like piece of belting, like we would say calf skin or something of that nature. And Jesus's cloak is very loose over his shoulders. He's standing now with his hands upon his heart. I believe he is as grieved as Our Lady is due to this message that Our Lady has given me in secret for the time being, that I hope that heaven will allow me to give to the world, perhaps to change what is to take place. Now Jesus is coming forward, and he's looking all about him. It's quite windy because his hair is blowing. His hair looks, I believe it's from the cast off of the coloring from his robe. The robe is a deep burgundy color, and with the light shining, it makes his hair look like a reddish brown. Now Jesus is looking all about him, and he's extending his hand out like this, with the three fingers, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There's a very quiet stillness, and I seem to feel it's the emotion. I can't explain it in words, just as though time has stood still and that Jesus is awaiting some type of a reaction from the world before he goes ahead with his plan. I would say the permission given for the message that I can't reveal at this time to you. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. My child and my children, I do not have to repeat the counsel of my mother. Through countless earth years, my mother has tried to direct you away from your own destructive ways in order to prevent a major disaster falling upon mankind. The Eternal Father has deemed it necessary at times to chastise those he loves. Oh, my children, you never learn from your past, but you repeat the same errors over and over. And like Aaron's children, you must be chastised. I have given fair warning to the pastors in my house to restore my house to its former glory. It grieves all heaven to see the loss of our sheep and the sheep that are straying now without direction. Be it known to all mankind that sin has become a way of life among you, and sin has darkened your spirit until you must be cleansed. Your world shall not totally perish as in the past. The Eternal Father promises that there will be a gradual cleansing upon earth until the setting up of the kingdom. My children, my mother, her heart is torn as she struggles with the little time left to gather her children upon earth. Lucifer, the adversary, has his full armies now gathered, for he knows his time is growing short. You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place and time. In a book of life, your Bible, the pages are turning fast. The days of the apocalypse are upon you. Many shall have visions. And a time will come to pass when a burning ball shall pass through you and the tail of fire devouring all in its path. All who laugh, you scoffers upon earth, you will awaken from your blindness too late. It appears, my children, now that my pastors have become blind, and the blind are leading the blind. Will there be even a flicker of faith left when I return upon earth? The numbers to be saved can be counted now in the few, my children. Every man, woman, and child of the age of conscience will have been tested, and many will be found wanting and unable to be saved. My children, you must gather with your brothers and sisters to retain the faith, even though it will become just a flicker in the darkness. Better that there are few with quality than quantity and nothingness. My children, my mother has taken it upon herself to act as a mediatrix between God, the Father, and man. Her heart is torn constantly by the rejection she receives from mankind. For the good have become complacent, and the bad have become worse. And in between we find those who care less, for they are neither hot nor warm, but lukewarm. And even the lukewarm shall be cast aside in the final count. My children, in your baptism upon earth, you have received the road. You have received the keys to the kingdom. But you do not recognize your priceless heritage. And you cast it aside by few short years upon earth, gathering the world's treasures and power to yourselves. For what? Each and every one of you will leave upon earth with what you came in with? Nothing. Nothing but the merits that you have stored to ransom your soul from purgatory. Nothing but the merits you have gathered to allow you to enter the eternal kingdom of happiness and light. Many are now selling their souls upon earth to get to the head. Like 30 pieces of silver, I hear the clink of coins being tossed to sell out my church. Remember, O pastors, the day shall come when you shall stand before me in judgment, and shall you say to me that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I will say unto you, away from me, you vipers, as I cast you into the flames. Our hearts are torn because many have been misled. We ask a great burden for many to accept, a burden of perseverance. And this is a burden when the opposition is great, a burden filled with eventual graces to accept martyrdom upon earth. My children, many graces shall be given, and for those who receive these graces, much is expected of them. It is a narrow road to heaven. Many start out but fall away. My children, persevere in the light. Retain the faith in the hearts of your children. For there will be many tears shed, gnashing of teeth, and woe upon the earth soon. And how great a comfort it will be if you have retained the light in your hearts and in the hearts of your children when these hours of darkness approach and there is great misery and anguish set upon the earth. You will all pray a constant vigilance of prayer. A constant vigilance of prayer in your country and all of the countries upon the earth. You are approaching the time of the great cataclysm. Fear shall enter into the hearts of many and cause them to die. But my children of light, remember, fear can be a tool of the devil. So you must understand, all who are of well spirit shall have nothing to fear. The Eternal Father is at the helm. He will guide you, my children, through turbulent seas. Trust and confidence in the Eternal Father. My children, I do not intend to continue a long discourse with you on what is to take place upon earth. I am certain that my mother has made you well aware of the days ahead. No man can understand the ways of the Eternal Father. His mercy has been stretched to the breaking point now, my children. We ask many victim souls to give unto themselves for the repatriation of the souls of those who otherwise would be lost forever to heaven. My children, guard your homes well, and you shall not cry for your children. But you must watch that the enemy does not enter into your home, even in the guise of an angel of light. It will be now the full responsibility of the parents to retain the faith in the hearts of their children. Lucifer, 666, does full battle now to my children upon earth. This battle is allowed. It is a day that has been written of and spoken of in the past. The day is upon you and the time of Armageddon at hand. My children, pray constantly. The prayers do not have to come from a book, but you will pray from your hearts. Lift up your hearts in belief. Believe, and you will be given the way. I bless you all, my children, and I send you the grace of perseverance in the face of adversity and persecution. My children, pray constantly. I cannot counsel you enough, for prayer is one of the greatest parts of your armor. Jesus now is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is pointing up to the right side of the sky, and there is forming in the sky a large round ball. It's all wreathed in black. I can't explain it. The ball looks very ominous, and on top of it there's forming a huge cross. Now that whole scene, I can't explain it, is starting to float completely across the sky over to the right now. The ball, it's a very large ball. I believe it symbolizes the world. And there's a large cross upon it now, a very black-looking cross. And it's floating across the sky now and heading over to our right. It appears that it's going to make a complete circle of the sky. I can hear Jesus now talking from afar. The world shall feel the wrath of an angry God, my child. Sin is death. I can still see the ball going around across the sky. It's outlined in black, and on top of it is a very dark black cross. I have never seen a figure like this in the sky. Now it seems to have circled the whole sky about us now, and it's just directly over the tree on the left-hand side, and it's beginning now to fade away. It's like evaporating. Now there's a deep darkness settling about the sky on the left side. Now Jesus is coming forward. He must have gone over completely by the right side of the grounds, and he's stopping. He's just above the statue now, and he's stopping and placing his hand forward like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Let so many people die. The world must recognize the importance of the Jacinta 1972 picture. Our Lady asks that all read and examine the picture well. It is one of the greatest gifts given to mankind in these latter days, a manifestation from heaven. All who are in the light will recognize and interpret the photograph, Jacinta 1972, and they will not be taken unawares.